9. The grass is as green as it needs to be. Recently, I attended a fundraising event. Despite the upbeat purpose of the event and the large number of generous attendees, I was amazed at how many people there were focused not on what their life is, but on what it isn't. It was a shock to hear so many big-hearted and charitable folks talking about what's missing. If you listen carefully, too many of our conversations seem to shift focus to what's wrong with life or how life is not living up to our expectation about how it's supposed to be. Whether the conversation has to do with our bodies not being the right size or not having enough money, the right job, the right house, or the right neighbors, this social habit manifests in dozens of ways. Often, dissatisfaction shows up in how we feel about other people. They, we'll say, are weird or strange or don't cut it. At the fundraising event, several people discussed with me their dissatisfaction with their daughter's or son's choice of boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife. Others were unhappy with their own spouse. It seemed like very few people were good enough. One person, who was obviously very generous, was criticizing himself for not giving as much money this year as he had in previous years. Many of those at this event complained bitterly about taxes, the liberals or the conservatives, or the evil politicians. Mostly, however, people talked about how life would be better if certain conditions were met, such as if the weather were better, or the economy, or the stock market were more robust. Some wished there were less greed in the world, or nicer people, and so forth. I'm not passing judgment, only making an observation. I've done this kind of thing many times myself. You name it, and I've probably complained about it.